This is Twit.
First up, a federal judge has officially blocked top Uber engineer Anthony Lewandowski from any work that relates to the company's LiDAR technology. This is kind of the result, or at least the latest result from the case between Waymo and Uber. This was expected, I would say. At this point, I was kind of expecting it myself. What does this tell you about the direction of the case?
Certainly seems to indicate that the judge, Judge Alsup, thinks that this is, you know, there's definitely enough evidence here to keep moving forward. He also decided that the case was not going to go to arbitration. It was going to be heard in his court. So it's definitely seems to show that there's some probability that Waymo is going to prevail in this case. And just as a reminder, Judge Alsup was the one who, back in the early days, the original part of the Google Oracle lawsuit, was the one who ruled in favor of Google in that lawsuit, and actually taught himself to program some JavaScript, I think, and wrote some JavaScript code.
That's right.
Just to demonstrate, or it was some Java code, not JavaScript, Java code, to to show off, why, APIs should not be copyrightable.
That's interesting. That's right. Now, one thing that is happening, however, is that the judge is allowing Uber to continue to work on its LiDAR. So it's not shutting it off entirely. It's just saying you, Lewandowski, cannot be involved with it. How much of an impact does Lewandowski not being involved have on the development at this stage? Is it pretty minimal, would you say?
Probably. I mean, you know, Uber's got a lot of other engineers. I think one of the parts of his ruling was not only that Lewandowski could not participate, but also that Uber could not use any materials or knowledge that they got from Lewandowski. And that could be more problematic for them. So I think it sounds like, at this point, at least for now, if Uber is going to continue their development, they're going to have to do it with some off-the-shelf LiDAR components and not use anything that they have put together in-house.
So I've read through some of the documents, and it seems to me that Lewandowski went to – they have a lot of evidence that he really did take these documents, or that someone took these documents on his behalf. I mean, they had very complicated systems set up not to get access to all of the LiDAR information. But, you know, they have someone logging in during this time. They have records that he put it on a thumb drive. Lewandowski appears to be kind of, a crook. Like, he was an awesome engineer and really, young, and worked, built a robot in college and was great and smart. But now seems like he really was stealing those documents. And yet Uber still has him as an employee. Do you think that Uber would... I mean, why do you think Uber still has him as an employee and hasn't fired him? Because it makes him look guilty?
Yeah, probably. I'm not particularly familiar with the labor laws in California. I'm not a lawyer. I think I have to bring in Denise Howell to talk about that one, perhaps. But, it may be a matter of not wanting to look guilty, and also, basically treating him as innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Even though, there seems to be evidence there that looks particularly strong, until a judge rules definitively that he was guilty of breaking the law and stealing these documents, then, he's at least going to stay on the Uber payroll, even though he's apparently not allowed to work on anything related to the autonomous driving program for now. So he's basically on house arrest, I think, with Uber.
It's kind of like in Silicon Valley, where they just put him on the roof and they just hang out up there and play ping pong.
But it does say that an Uber engineer did testify that Lewandowski communicates with the head of self-driving at Uber every day on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Even though they said, that he wasn't going to have any input, he was still very much connected to and involved with it.
Well,
we are
talking about Uber here, a company that's not exactly renowned for following the rules.
It's very shocking.
True. I know.
I'm amazed they would do such a thing.
Well, in a move that one could easily interpret as salt in the wound, Waymo and Uber rival Lyft confirmed a new cooperative deal that brings the two companies together with a shared goal of mainstreaming autonomous vehicle technology. Explain what exactly this deal encompasses for Lyft and Waymo.
Well, actually, to be honest, neither Waymo or Lyft have actually officially announced anything. The original story that came out last night in the New York Times by Mike Isaac, they had apparently got information from some sources inside the companies, but nothing has been officially announced as of yet by either company. So all we can really do is speculate. But it looks like, you know, based on Mike Isaac's story, that what they're doing is Waymo is going to be deploying some of, or rather Lyft is going to be deploying some of the Waymo minivans on their platform at some point in the near future for testing. Last week, or the week before, Waymo announced their early rider program where they were launching their own ride hailing service in the Phoenix area using their fleet of Chrysler Pacifica minivans and starting to test that out. And now they're putting some of these with Lyft. And it sounds like it's similar to the deal that Uber and Mercedes-Benz announced back in March, where Mercedes is going to be deploying some of their upcoming autonomous vehicles on the Uber platform, basically using Uber's platform to allow riders to request vehicles, request rides, and then Mercedes vehicles would show up. They'd be owned by Mercedes and operated just as any other normal driver would show up using the Uber platform. I think this is going to be something similar for Lyft. So Lyft riders can request a ride, and a Waymo van will come and pick them up. I think that one of the things to keep in mind is that Lyft also has a partnership with General Motors. GM invested $500 million in Lyft last year, and they've announced that Lyft is going to also be testing some autonomous Chevrolet Bolts on their system. At some point in the next year or so, they're going to start doing that. And so, but those are very different vehicles from the minivans that Waymo is using. So it's possible that what Lyft is doing here is they're working on algorithms for how to deploy different types of vehicles on their service based on what riders request. So if you've got a group of people traveling, you could request a larger vehicle like the minivan, or if it's just one or two people, they can get a Bolt. Or they may also be reserving the minivans for their Lyft Line service, which is their carpooling service, and using them there. So we'll have to wait and see when the official announcement comes out, which could be in the next couple of days.
So has Lyft ever been in the self-driving car business? Like, have they ever hired anyone, like any engineers that are involved in self-driving cars, or have they ever talked about doing any sort of self-driving car technology?
No, I've talked to people at Lyft, and they're not interested in developing autonomous driving technology on their own. What they want to do is partner with manufacturers, with car makers that are doing it, and get them to deploy their vehicles on their service. And until now, you know, the presumption has been that GM would be perhaps the one and only doing that because of their investment in Lyft. But obviously, it's clear, if assuming that this Waymo deal is true, then, you know, the GM deal is perhaps not exclusive, and they're open to working with other companies as well.
I mean, I imagine that there's at least some truth here. The deal, I guess, in this article I'm seeing, deal was confirmed. So all we have is a confirmation at this point between Lyft and Waymo that there's something happening. And I guess we'll find out hopefully
right.
in the next few days.
It's been confirmed by sources. There's nothing's been officially announced, and you know, no one is talking on the record about it yet.
Got it.
So presumably this will be happening. I reached out to some of my contacts, and they weren't willing to say anything on the record yet. But I think in the next day or so, we'll probably hear something. Perhaps at this conference that I'm going to be at in Santa Clara over the next couple of days, there is going to be someone from Lyft speaking at that conference. So perhaps she'll make an announcement at that time.
Yeah, that could be a good time for that. And I have to imagine that would be a good spot for Lyft to be in. They're a distant second in the ride hailing services, you know, behind Uber. But you know, partnering up with Waymo in this facility could be nothing but good for them. But in news that is confirmed, finally, Google today announced a new partnership with Audi and Volvo that brings Android into their vehicles, not only Android Auto to control the infotainment system, but on a deeper level. What does today's announcement entail exactly? Is this control over everything technology inside of these vehicles?
Sort of. So this goes back to an announcement that Google made at CES back in 2014 when they announced the Open Automotive Alliance. And they announced that they were going to develop a version of Android to run on car infotainment systems. So not, you know, the Android Auto that we know today is basically kind of a driver layer that sits on the vehicle head unit and communicates with software that's running on your phone when you connect your phone. And then it displays information that's projected from the phone onto the screen in your car. And then it translates the control signals, you know, whether it's touchscreen or a control knob or whatever type of interface the car has. This next stage actually takes Android full-blown Android stack and puts it right on the head unit. So the whole infotainment system is running Android. And the picture you're seeing there is actually from the car my wife and I just bought a couple of weeks ago, which is a 2017 Honda Civic, which has actually been running Android for a couple of years. And if you dig into the stack, you can actually find the open source Android browser. And this is actually a separate program. This is not part of the Android Automotive program. Honda basically took the Android open source project and then built their infotainment interface on top of that. And then, it's running an old version of Jelly Bean. But what they're putting on the Audis and Volvos is going to be brand new stuff, at least Android 7. Probably by the time it actually gets to market, it'll probably be Android 8, Android O. Google will have a version of their default interface, you know, like they do with phones on the Pixel and Nexus phones. There will be a pure Android version interface that would be available. But I think manufacturers, Audi hasn't shown theirs yet. Volvo has in their announcement had a concept video that basically showed a version of their current interface that they have today on their Sensus infotainment system, but it's running on Android. Back at CES in January, Chrysler showed a prototype vehicle with an Android-based infotainment system it was running full-blown Android underneath, but it had the same interface as their current production Uconnect system. So manufacturers will be able to put whatever interface they want on top of it, but it's running just like you've got HTC and LG and Samsung put their own interfaces on top of Android on phones. Car makers will be able to do the same thing, but presumably you'll be able to run Android apps right on the head unit instead of having to rely on your phone and then using the car's built-in data connection to run those apps.
Hmm. What about Google Assistant? There was also some talk of putting Google Assistant in Android Auto. I mean, would I be able to say like, hey, you know, Google, could take me to a restaurant that I've been to before and drive 55 miles an hour?
We would assume that would be the case. If they're going to put Assistant into this, that you'll be able to use it the same way you use Assistant on a Google Home device or on a Pixel or other phone that supports Assistant. You'll have the same sort of AI capabilities in the car to presumably interface with whatever apps that Assistant can interface with, and then do those sorts of tasks like make a reservation for you with just a voice command, which would be much better than having to tap around on the screen to do the same things.
Or maybe Assistant on your iPhone. Dun, dun, dun. Calling back to earlier in the show.
Well, that's the funny thing in the Honda, in our Honda. If I plug in an iPhone into it and run CarPlay on there, it's actually CarPlay running on Android.
What? Really?
Because the head unit is running Android.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you can run iOS on Android.
Wow. My brain just exploded. Sorry if you heard that. That was my brain exploding.